It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Moonbase, Hope Colony. The year is 4067. Our ancestors were sent here to preserve mankind in the face of the devastation on Earth. Unbeknownst to us, Earth survived. We can never go home to that atmosphere and survive it. We are the next iteration of mankind's future. Listen to our stories as we continue to adapt to this harsh environment. The Kyleson Chronicles legacy can continue through our struggles here in space, our home.
I can't hear or see anything. That siren is giving me a headache! Wow!
There are four targets. It'll take two on the left. Corbin, you take the other two. Roland, call this to the Admiral Walker. Now!
Roland was already on the radio, running a Mayday distress call, as Santiago barked the orders out.
Mayday! Mayday! We are taking fire under siege in section two of the map. Mayday! Mayday! Ah!
No one saw the figure behind them with the stun gun. They took out Roland with a jolt of electricity to his back. Santiago turned and took out the individual. He watched what was going on as though everything was in slow motion.
Corbin, check Roland. Make sure he's alive.
Pulse is strong, Sarge. He'll come around in a few seconds. Sarge, watch out!
You son of a bitch! Corbin, no!
Santiago watched as Corbin crumpled to the ground with a hole in his forehead. Anger boiled up inside of him as he turned back to the line of fire. He took out all four assailants in seconds. Quickly, he crawled over to Corbin with dread in his gut. Santiago checked for a pulse he knew was not going to be there. Santiago looked towards Roland, who was starting to come around.
Roland, get up! Here come more! Guns ready now!
Hit the deck!
As Santiago instantly obeyed the command, Roland took out the guy behind him. The sergeant looked up, past Roland, firing at the enemy sneaking in for a kill, with Roland as his intended victim. This went on for like the next 3 minutes. Those few minutes felt like an eternity for the two soldiers. People were shouting and running in every direction, joining in the fight.
Roland, let's try and get to the storage bay. Help me get Corbin pulled in there as well. Move, boy, move!
Sarge! Is he...
gone! Help me pull him. Hurry! Move, move, move!
They both pulled the lifeless body of their fallen comrade into the room. Santiago lodged the door with a chair just inside the room, and Roland watched with tears rolling down his face. Santiago took the radio pack from Roland. He reached inside and pulled out the transmitters. He placed one on Corbin and hit the center button. Both men watched as Corbin's body dematerialized. The transmitters were pre-programmed to return to one of the two vessels, waiting for their return with the supplies. On the other side of the door, you could hear someone trying to break down the door.
Roland, pull yourself together. There will be time for morning. We need to get the rest of these supplies. Take these, now. Hurry, they're gonna break through. Move, soldier!
Yes, sir. I'm scared, Sarge. I don't want to die.
I'm scared too, but let that carry you to do what's needed. Don't let his death be in vain. Go! Get your job done, soldier! Move! Move!
I'm out of transmitter, Sarge.
Me too. We've done it!
Corbin gone? Dead? I feel like I'm going to throw up. Hang on. Excuse me for a second. I'm sorry. Please. Much better. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I watched as the last batch of the supplies were sent. Santiago slapped the transmitter on Rowan, noticing Rowan's eyes had gone large, looking at something behind him. He slapped the center button, just as he was hit from behind. He stayed conscious long enough to see Rowan make it off the station.
That's what the Admiral said. Corbin's been killed. Rowan made it out, but Santiago is still unaccounted for. Rowan said he's still on the station.
Okay, everyone, calm down. I know this is tragic, but we need to keep our wits about us. We knew this could be a possibility. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but we need to bring this team home. Now, let's put our heads together and come up with a plan on how to get Santiago off that station.
Everyone slowly quieted down as there was a sudden intake of breath. Someone was in great pain.
Rory, help me. The baby. Cassie,
are you okay? You look so wrong. What is it?
Jaren says it's time. The baby's coming. Rory, we have to get to the hospital wing. Oh, that's a strong
breathe.
One. Oh.
Breathe.
Oh.
Come on, Cassie. Rory and I will help you get there. Rory, help me get her
baby.
To stand.
Oh, no. My water broke. Rory, hurry. He's not going to wait. I've got to push.
Medical is coming right now with the wheelchair.
The emergency staff slammed through the doors and quickly got their chair to Cassie.
I've got to push.
Cassie, sit down.
The baby.
Let me help you.
Oh, no.
I've got her, Ian. This was way too much for her. She's not due for another 3 weeks. Take it easy on my hand, Cassie. You're going
to
break it, Cassie. That hurts.
I've got to push.
Don't push yet. Breathe, Cassie. Just like we practiced.
Oh, no.
Rory, let the med team get her to the hospital.
Cassie, that hurts.
Rory, let go of the chair. That's right.
You take it easy on my hand, Cassie.
Take her.
You're going to break it.
Get her to medical. Double time. Hurry.
Walker and everyone in the ops center watched as they wheeled Cassie to medical, with Rory holding her hand, walking beside her chair. Ian, on the other hand, walked behind, grinning from ear to ear as the proud uncle he was to become. Walker called everyone back to attention and the task at hand. He couldn't believe everything that was going on. Nervously, he started talking to no one in particular.
At least something good's coming out of this fiasco. Reed, get Colonel Landon on the comm unit and let her know what's happened. I want to coordinate with her on the next steps we take.
Yes, sir. Calling now. MHC to VSS. This is Colonel Reed. Over.
Briscoe, I want you to listen in.
On it.
General, the Colonel is ready to talk to you.
Colonel Landon, General Walker, over.
I'm going to monitor the radar. The Admiral and Trask should be heading into the station by now. Neither one of those bullheaded men will leave a man behind. Not in their lexicon of action.
I agree. I would refuse to leave anyone behind. Just not heard of in this day and time.
Let's make sure they make it out of there in one piece.
Agreed. Steve, you getting all this down?
Seriously? I'm surprised you even had to ask that stupid-ass question, General. I'm using my hand recorder, dictating what is going on. Tony Holmberg is getting all that I'm saying on air, and simultaneously, they are running their broadcast of what's happening as we speak. Don't worry, General. They know what not to broadcast. We haven't been doing this as long as we have, without some sense of decorum about us.
Just make sure you can stand behind that statement. Huh? What? Delphine, how long have you been standing there? You shouldn't be here.
I'm here, so deal with it. I came with the med team. When the call came through, I will get my department ready for the incoming. Oh, Daniel, I'm scared for all of them. This mission shouldn't have had anyone killed. We've already lost one from what I've heard. Will they make it back?
I don't know, Delphi. The work is yet to be done. The Admiral and Trask will most assuredly go retrieve Santiago off that station.
Sirs, the med bay says Cassie got there just in time. They'll let us know the outcome. Dr. Roker, they're asking for you. This is a dignitary situation, and you have to be there.
Tell them I'm on my way. Also, tell them to get my scrub gear ready. Daniel, keep me informed, will you?
Will do. Dr. Walker says to get her scrub gear ready. She's on her way now.
Thank you, Major Hicks. I'll call as soon as she has the baby.
Major, I've got the chow hall bringing food and refreshments for everyone. They'll be here shortly. Sounds like it's going to be a long day.
Very good. I haven't even thought of food. Listen up, people. Get the bathroom break in. It's going to be rather busy very soon. Food's on the way now. Let's go, folks. Ruby, have the mess set up in the auxiliary room. Get that room put together with plenty of coffee and stimulant drinks available also.
Got it. I need the trash cans from in here for that room. Let me get going.
Walker watched as Delphine left the command center. He turned, took a deep breath, and started preparing for the team's return. He was glad that Ruby had the forethought to get food into the comm center, he thought as his stomach protested mightily.
Thank you, General. I appreciate the update. We heard the Mayday call. Then everything went silent. Yes, yes, I will.
What's happened? Sky?
They killed Corbin James.
Santiago managed to transport his body, Roland, and the supplies off the station. Santiago hasn't been heard from since. Trask has had a message that Santiago has been taken hostage.
Stunned silence hit Venus's op center. I watched as even Dr. Morden stared at Sky in shock. He startled everyone when he busted out laughing. Sky, Don, and Leeds angrily looked at Morden. Morden seemed to be enjoying the entire scene.
Morden, what in the hell are you laughing at? Didn't you hear a word the colonel said? This isn't funny, you douchebag.
Morden, I believe Cliff asked you a question. Now answer.
You people are so pathetic. It's ironic, don't you think? You were expected to just walk right in there, strip them of their stolen goods, and return without a hitch? You have got to be kidding me. This was a downright fool's errand. How could you not expect someone to get killed or taken hostage? You obviously don't know the history of your warfare.
You insolent SOB. These people are risking their lives to retrieve what we blindly sent out in good faith. I have half a mind to knock the shit out of you.
I agree, Don. After you're done whooping his ass, let me at him. I want to have a few punches myself.
Enough! That is enough of this. This ridiculous behavior. Morden, get yourself under control. Get over there to the radar and make sure you watch it diligently. I don't want to hear you laughing.
Colonel, when do they expect the mission to return?
Have you not been listening, Ledger? General Trask will not leave a man behind. So to answer that stupid-ass question, I don't know. Leeds, get Trask on the radio. PDQ.
Already on it, Colonel. Base to Venus 1. Come in, Venus 1. Over.
I have a transmission on the secure channel from Venus 1.
Get the station ready just in case we have a repercussion coming our way. Over.
Yes, sir. Colonel Landon wants to talk to you. Transferring you to Leeds Station. Over.
Colonel, I'm sure you heard the Mayday. We are a man down and one missing. I'm going to locate and get him out of that hellhole. Over.
Understand. Please stay safe. Over.
Will do. Give me 1 hour. Over.
That's cutting it close for your return fuel. Over.
I'm not leaving Santiago behind. Over.
We'll keep Leon on alert for your transmissions. Over.
Transmission has ended. Colonel, what channel do you want to monitor on with overhead speakers?
Channel 66.
Transmitting now. Done.
Hold on a minute. There's a news alert coming in.
This is Steve Kirkson interrupting with an emergency broadcast. Operation Supply Drop has been launched. The mission to target Saturn went off without a hitch. However, the retrieval team did not fare as well. There has been one casualty. I'm not allowed to reveal that name at this time. Only one person out of three has made it back to the supply shuttle. A hostage has been taken. This is all the news for now. I will keep you informed as soon as I get the information handed to me. Again, this is Steve Kirkson interrupting with an emergency broadcast. Operation Supply Drop has been launched. The mission to target Saturn went off with...
out of hitch.
This has been a busy day for everyone. I'm going to close this episode with these thoughts. Will Trask be able to bring Santiago back? Does Cassie have her baby? How will they deal with the death of Corbin James? In 2 weeks, we'll find out these answers. The cast in this episode were J.A. Babian, Joe Rubalowski, L. Arnez Schaff, Tim Evans, Paul Lavelle, Ryan Birch, Sarah Patterson, Jennifer Blake, Judith Spangler, Dave Carter, Paul Lavelle, Cale Blake, Bart Polin, Gary Tangaway, Cheryl Godier, Ellie Hirschman, James Leeper, Kent Lilly, Rainin Klein, Chris Lindsay, and Tracy Babian. This is Shelley Moore, narrator for Venus Space Station.
And I'm Jim Franck, narrator for Moonbase Hope Colony.
We'll see you next time, Space Chimps. Brian, take it from here.
Thanks for listening to Tides of Change, a tale from the Moonbase Hope Colony trilogy. Music is from David Feslian Studios and used with license to this podcast. This has been a presentation of Privy Project Production. We'll see you next time, Space Chimps. I am Brian Session, your announcer, signing off.